This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All those shutdown clocks and debt limit clocks aside, and yes, CNN, I am looking at you here. The shutdown is honestly so yesterday. There is now a growing chorus of politicians in Washington who don't believe default. That is, letting the debt limit come and go on the 17th of October wouldn't be all that bad. Debt limit truthers, they're being called, and President Obama talked about them yesterday during his press conference.
So when I read people saying, oh, this wouldn't be a big deal, we should test it out. Let's take default out for a spin and see how it rides.
We asked Marketplace's David Gura to do just that.
Steve King is a skeptic. He's a Republican congressman from Iowa who said this to CNN.
I think that all this talk about a default has been a lot of demagoguery, a lot of false demagoguery. We have plenty of money coming in to service the debt. When we stop servicing the debt, that would be default. We're a long, long ways from that.
Now that puts King at odds with politicians on both sides of the aisle, not to mention the White House and scores of academic and private economists who say the financial markets would take a hit and interest rates would go up.
You don't know what's going to happen if you drive off a cliff, but you can presume it's not going to be good.
Michael Feroli is J.P. Morgan's chief U.S. economist.
We think it could throw the nation into a financial crisis and lead to a recession.
And even if the U.S. is still paying the interest on its debt, economists say borrowing costs would go through the roof, banks would stop lending, and Social Security checks would be delayed. In short, it would be a very rough ride. Stuart Hoffman is the PNC Financial Services Group's chief economist.
All the wheels are going to fall off. The engine's going to probably conk out, and who knows, maybe the car's going to catch on fire.
Hoffman points out the United States hasn't been down this road before.
But we've seen other countries that have defaulted on their debt.
Think Brazil and Argentina, Venezuela. Defaults hurt their standard of living, and they made it harder for those countries to borrow money. Jim Kessler is with the think tank Third Way, and he says those defaults only give us some sense of what could happen.
Our treasury bill and our dollar is the measuring stick for every financial transaction in the world.
And overnight, that could change.
And you could see some very bad worldwide reactions, possibly a worldwide recession.
Kessler says taking default for a spin would be like driving a lemon, and he wonders why anyone would choose to do that. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.